Okay. I want to talk a little bit about cooperation and what that is. It's a kind of something we've talked about many times, and we've talked about it many times because it's that important and deserves to be talked about many times. Okay. So what is the cooperation between, as it were? Okay. Well, it's between all parties concerned. And who's concerned? Okay. Spirit, you are. Your conscious self, your high self, and your basic selves. So you want both within your own consciousness, in the lower worlds that comes with your body, as it were, you want them to be in alignment too. And then the spirit that enters your body at birth, you want that to be in alignment too. And you want everything to work together and cooperate for the greater good. Okay? Let me give you an example. Okay. I was talking to someone the other day, and she was telling me that she was very angry at someone at work. And I listened to all the reasons why, and I stopped her. And I said, "Why don't you just give up the anger?" And it was like, that was the craziest thing she'd ever heard. Why should she give up the anger when that person who was angry at her was angry too? So why should she give it up? Okay? So let's take a look at exactly what goes on. Okay? There's obviously a willfulness going on, okay? Determination by the lower self, by the false self, to separate out from the spirit, okay, and to enter into karma and enter into negativity. Okay? There was no attempt at cooperation. It was like letting a 3-year-old kid drive your car. Basic self took to, why should I give up my anger and da-da-da-da-da-da, okay? But the thing is, where are you as a conscious being? You're the traffic cop. You need to direct and decide where the flow goes, where your consciousness is going to go. It's very, very important, okay? So just think, this person spent, I don't know how long, involved with the list, involved with being angry, involved with refusing to get rid of anger. So that's all this time, separation from the spirit that was within that being. There was no cooperation between the spirit, the soul within, and the basic self, okay? And we know that it doesn't just happen. We know that the New York Times is not going to print a lead article on, hey, you need cooperation internally. It's just not going to do that. It's probably not even going to have an editorial about it, okay? It probably isn't even going to allow a letter to the editor to be printed about it. Okay, so you're not going to get it there, okay? But you know that that's what's needed, the internal cooperation, okay? So, was there disempowerment? Well, yeah. Okay? And what was the disempowerment? Well, with the spirit you are. You disempowered the spirit you are. You, by denying that you're spirit, by ignoring that. So you disempowered it, okay? But take a look at if you work it the other way. You have your basics being love and cooperation with you, okay? And we have a wonderful, wonderful course, Everyday Evolution, that teaches you how to work your basics with your basics, and it's really, really, really brought out and worked with and talked about throughout the year as well outside the formal class. Okay, so if you do that and you bring them into alignment or use their energy, the interesting thing is when you get the basic selves cooperation, you're not disempowering them. They're not being disempowered. You are using their energy, though, their power, as it were, for your purpose. But if you allow them to be in charge, you're disempowering yourself, because you're letting them use their power for what it's designed for, which is choice into negativity, into karma, into reincarnational patterns. So you've disempowered yourself, okay? And then, of course, if you're not working with your basics, you've automatically disempowered yourself, okay? I'm going to give you another example, okay? All right. There was someone who, over time, had made a commitment to do something, okay? And the very next moment that opportunity came about for that person, the person didn't do that. Okay? And what was missing? Okay? Well, the person didn't choose to do the work, to be in integrity, to go inside and say, hey, I made this commitment, and then to line up the basic selves to follow through. So this person disempowered herself completely. Okay, she was at the mercy of creating a lot of karma. You know? Now all of us, we get into anger, we get into annoyance, we get into all sorts of stuff like that. But can you imagine coming up with a list of why we should stay in it, and then tit for tat? Tit for tat is automatically karma. You did this, so I'll do that. An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. You see, the world operates like that. That's the way of the world. Okay, and that's why things go round and round and round ad nauseum. It's karma. Okay? But you have another choice. You have an ability to choose into the spirit you are. If you take an initiation, you have access into the sound current on the path of soul transcendence, or even into the sound current. You don't need this particular dispensation. Okay, if you take an initiation into the sound current, then guess what? You have access into spirit and to spirit. Okay? Now, I was talking to someone the other day, and in talking, they sort of had this realization. The realization was, oh, just because I'm in the body and I'm on this planet and I'm in this world, I'm still spirit and I'm still one with spirit. Yeah, okay? And of course, the great illusion is the separation, that we're separate because we happen to be in a physical body, okay? We're separate, okay? And that's because the lower self, the false self, is very materialistic. It operates by in the world of the senses. So if it can't see it, it doesn't exist. Okay? And yet, you can't see the air you breathe, and yet you'll breathe. So, I mean, be honest, be fair, and be in your integrity. If you're going to be really materialistic, you can't pick and choose. You know? And I know I've said this quite often, but I always get a kick out of the atheist argument for why there's no God. And that's because you can't see God. Okay? And I don't expect the atheist to say, well, you see, I'm really materialistic, so what do you expect from me? Okay? Well, you can't see God with your physical eyes. Okay? There ain't a doctor in the world who can perform any kind of surgery on your physical eyes that is going to enable you to see God. Okay? But those souls that are blessed with initiation into the sound current, they know how to go into the soul body and through the 10th door be with God. Of course, that's the upper part of the third eye. So you can be with God while you're in the body and do this consciously. Wow, that's really something. That's where the power is. Okay? So, getting back to that example of that angry person, she disempowered herself by choosing into the karma, and then of course it creates all this disequilibrium, this discordancy between the spirit that within her and what her choice is. Okay? And then, you know, I'll get a phone call, oh my God, they have to rush me into surgery, I need an emergency gallbladder. Really? How shocking. How shocking. Or if you've already had one, you'll need other surgeries. Okay? Why? Okay? That's because that energy has to go somewhere. Okay? It has to go somewhere. Okay? By your choosing into karma, guess what? You've said, okay, I am disconnecting from the spirit I am, okay, and I'm choosing into the physical world, okay, and so by law, it's going to go ricocheting around your physical body. And it's going to do all sorts of things in there. And the energy just ricochets and ricochets and ricochets and causes a lot of problems, a lot of damage, etc. Okay? Did you get sick? Did you, out of nowhere, you know, one in a thousand people who got this thing or need this surgery? No. Okay? You exercised your power to choose into karma because we have free will. God loves us so much, He's given us free will. He's given us free will. That's great. Okay, and it's up to us, though, what we do with it. Okay? So, yeah, we've chosen into karma, and we, by law, then things have to be worked out karmically. Okay? Because God or the teacher, they don't go against your will. You're in charge. So this is really important. You're in charge. Okay? If you choose into grace, then grace it is. If you choose into karma, then karma is. Is. Okay? Okay, now through God's kindness and mercy, there's a path open to Him through the initiatory process to know Him, okay? And then the teacher many times will say, hey, you know, you may want to reconsider your choice. You may want to choose into grace rather than karma. He may tell you once, he may tell you twice, etc. He may not tell you at all, inwardly or outwardly. That's his choice based on what's for your highest good. So he'll do that. Okay, but if you persist, hey, you're on your own. Okay, so think about it. Okay, do you as an ego being isolated in time and space have more power than the soul that's within you? Than the spirit that's within you? I don't think it's close. Okay? So we want to watch what we're doing. Why are we constantly disempowering ourselves? Why are we setting up discordant conditions? You know? Think about it. The soul lives on many, many levels in the inner worlds of spirit. And in each of those levels, on each of those realms, okay, there's a sound. Okay? there's a sound, there's music, as it were, going on. Okay? And if you choose into karma, well, then there's that vibration. Okay? Of karma, and then there's the vibration of who and what you really are, and where you're really living. And the distance between the two is whoa. Whoa. Okay? Mm-hmm. If we do things like drugs that aren't prescribed, or we do, or even those that are prescribed, if we do, we take alcohol, etc., we're creating discordant conditions in our body. Okay? Because what happens is then we're vibrating at that denser level. So we're vibrating at the level of the alcohol, etc., of the drugs, etc. Okay? And yet, the spirit that we are, even if it's asleep, even if the soul hasn't received initiation and it's asleep, it's still there. And that discordancy creates a lot of problems. Okay? Because somewhere in the back of each soul's memory, as it were, is the knowledge of where it came from. In the beginning was the Word was with God. So in the beginning, we were created by the Lord God as soul, as spirit, out of the spirit that He is, out of the sound current, out of the Holy Spirit. We're the same thing. We're created in the image of God. So we're the same essence as God is. Okay? Alright, so you have that frequency, that vibration, because everything in this world is vibration. Even things that appear to be solid, it's vibration. Okay? The Indians have, East Indians have a whole system of vibrational medicine. Okay? Because they recognize that everything is vibration. Okay? And we could also look at the internal organs in a body and see how they vibrate. And you could see which ones are sick or not functioning fully. Okay? By the vibratory frequency that they're vibrating on. Okay? So, it's important to enable, to empower ourselves. Okay? You know, there's such a focus in this world on empowering movement. You know, women's empowering, this racial group wants to empower. And that's good and that's wonderful. But what about the real power as the spirit you are? See? And it hurts my heart to see people choose into negativity and persist in it, and then come up with reasons why. You know? Reasons why. Okay? And of course, all you're doing is giving up your sovereignty as spirit. And you're allowing the mind to be in control. Because that's what the mind wants to do. The mind wants to retain its hegemony for as long as it can. Okay? And the whole thing, it's really interesting, the whole thing is a losing game. You're not going to be able to do that as a soul until the end of time. At some point, you will need to cooperate as a soul in the body you're in, as a conscious self, and move into alignment with the spirit you are. Be lined up with it. You know? And I'm amazed many times that the same people who choose into negativity and karma get have them talk to your basics, have them talk to their basics, and have them be lined up. Wow, they've got such a nice relationship with their basic selves. It's like the basics are waiting to be fed. Okay? And the thing we know about basics is that if you're not paying attention to them, okay, they have their ways of making you pay attention. Okay? And you may not like their ways. Okay? And they'll go out in the world, as it were, cause you to go out in the world if you give over your power. And you'll create more and more and more karma. Oh, they'll get your attention, boy, if you're not giving them your attention. They're masters at it. Okay? So why is it important to be in cooperation? If you have an illness and the prescription is do X, Y, and Z, you want to really bring yourself into alignment with that. Because that's the game, isn't it? Somebody's got a white coat, you go see them, they give you a label for what you have. Okay, you adopt this label because the mind loves categories. It loves categories. Okay? All right, so you buy this category. All right. And then, in this category, you're supposed to do X, Y, and Z. So you go and you do X, Y, and Z because you know it'll produce the result that you want. That's the whole game. Okay? So why be destructive and do other than that? Okay? And we want to cooperate within ourselves, between the basic selves, the false self, and the spirit we are, through the conscious self directing it, because we get to feel better, we get to be more nearly present, we get to move into love, etc. Okay? You know, it's interesting, so people come to me when they have, quote, their problems, and they tell me, you know, what their problem is, and they want me to give them their answer, and I can't give them their answer. What I do is I have them focus into the light and just receive and get present. And when they get present, guess what? That's when the solutions come. The solutions come when they get present. Wow, that's power. That's really power. Okay? And the power is being present with God each moment. Okay? Obviously, if you're running willfulness, if you're running what you think you should do, if you're running all sorts of things, you're not present. If you're choosing into anger, hurt, etc., and staying there, you're not present. Okay? If your teacher says, you know, you need to do X, Y, and Z as a prescription, and you concoct all sorts of things around them, and you go and you're living all those things around them, and not the prescription, you're disempowering yourself. You're making yourself miserable, subjecting yourself to illness. And illness really is, well, the opportunity to move into alignment. Okay? But it's the opportunity to know yourself as soul, as spirit, and to recognize the difference between your choice and where you're at. Is that blame? No, not blaming anybody, because this is, it's blameless responsibility. Just pointing out what our responsibility is. Our responsibility is to be in alignment and to be harmonious. Okay? We have peace individually in the world when the above is as the below. That means what I'm talking about. That means exactly what's being said. It means that the spirit we are and the spiritual body, the mental body, physical body are in alignment with their counterparts, as it were, in the spirit. We're in alignment, okay? And they're all in alignment with God, as God. Christed consciousness is God's will and your will, one and the same. And now think about that. Your will and God's will is one and the same. Okay? Are you going to have your own stuff running? Can you have your own stuff running and be at God's will? No. Okay? It's the constant process of letting go, allowing spirit to move things, trusting, allowing, receiving, and always in the foreground bearing the knowing and the knowledge that, hey, I am spirit. Okay, I am spirit. You know, in the beginning we did the U chant, H-U. That's the first realm having to do with the manifestation into the world of God. Okay, and that's what we are. We're human beings. And everything needs to be in harmony with that. Okay? Now, it's interesting. You know, we're living in sort of very secular times, as it were, where God, which is not just the reason of our being, but is our being, has been marginalized and pushed to the side. You know, it's like a fringe thing. You know, and I see many of the students I work with, the initiates I work with, they kind of do the same thing with spirit. Oh yeah, when I have time for it, or when it's convenient, okay? And they work things from outside in. But you need to work things from inside out, okay? In other words, make it a priority, okay? Whether it's your meditation, if you make that a priority, you'll find the time somehow. The time will be found for you. If you work it from outside in, you won't have enough time for it. Okay? Doing your spiritual practice, focus on the upliftment and the growth. Even taking literally 2 seconds, if that, to do some self-talk and trying to squeeze it in. Oh no, I don't have time. Instead of making it a priority and doing it and moving on. Okay, but we love our stuff, and we love to have the baggage, you know? But if you're going to do that, know the consequences. See, because we think we're immune. We think we're immune. You know? And I've shared, I don't mind sharing it again, once went to this funeral of this woman, and she kind of lived like that. She really thought that whatever she did had no consequences. Okay? And when she passed, I took a look. Okay? And she went to the room in the inner worlds called the Satanel, where the soul was showing. Not she, but the soul. The she, referring to the soul, was showing consequences. Hey, this is what you created because of your choices. Boy, was that soul surprised, deeply surprised, deeply. Their consequences? Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Okay? But they're learning opportunities. Okay, they're learning opportunities. Okay. You know, and it was interesting because I don't know how many services this person went to where that religion that she her body participated in, they kind of had it, you know? They had the idea of thoughts and actions and deeds were being recorded. Yeah. Well, that's getting there. That's pretty good. Okay, that's pretty good. Okay? But somehow she didn't think it pertained to her. Okay? This isn't about, oh my God, you did this, and oh, something terrible is going to happen. It's not about that at all. Okay? It's about you make choices, but yes, there are consequences if you choose into karma, if you choose into negativity. You choose to stay with the anger, you choose to remain in it because that person's angry at you, well, then guess what? That negativity comes back to you because you're the author of it, you see? So just think how powerful you really are. See, in my experience, too, is people do so much of what they do because they don't realize that simple fact, that they're really powerful, and they don't know. And they don't know how people can be affected by what they do. They don't know that there are consequences to what they do. Okay? They don't know that they're so powerful that they create the conditions in their body and mind. Okay? But yeah, we are that powerful. Okay? Okay, so what do we need to do? We need to allow the spirit we are and know that we're spirit. And we need to have that in the forefront of our being. We need to operate accordingly. Everything is in alignment with that. And we go out in the world with that and live in joy and peace in cooperation with the spirit we are. And just to put in a framework, we're all souls in these bodies, okay? The game is rigged. Eventually, every soul is going home to God, okay? So why not cooperate and allow that, you know? And if you've taken initiation, you've taken it to come to know yourself as soul, as spirit. Why not allow yourself that? Why not allow yourself that? Okay. Yeah, I know there are roadblocks on the way, etc., etc. You know, whether it's, oh my gosh, I'll have to leave my children, my spouse behind, or I'll never see this planet again, or oh my God, I love watermelon in the summer. I'll never eat another watermelon again. Well, you'd be surprised at what basic souls will use to hold you here. Okay? And so I understand that, but God in His kindness and His mercy, He's made sure that there's a teacher here for you that can show you the roadblocks, that can help you navigate around them, over them, and have really His grace be present. And that's crucial. So there's always a way to cooperate. Okay? And that's my loving suggestion, wrapping this up. Cooperate. You'll feel better. It's good for your health. It's good for your physical and mental well-being. You'll be happier. You'll enjoy being on this planet more, etc. And you'll be in alignment with the divine will, and with the divine, and with the spirit you are, and the purpose of life. The purpose of your coming here and putting on a body. Give it to yourself. That's crucial. Okay, we'll stop with the formal satsang, and I would just like to just do a quick process. So I'll begin by calling in the light of the Most High. Lord God, send us your light. We put this time together into your light for the highest good. And now have within you come up where you're not cooperating at all. Within yourself regarding something going on in your life. Now choose cooperation, the knowledge that you are spirit and guiding the basic self to be in alignment with that. Just do a quick inventory and see under which condition do you feel better. Physically, emotionally, mentally. What just feels a lot better? Okay, we'll stop with that. Okay. If anyone has a question out in phone land, I'll be happy to give it a shot. Has a question here, I'd be happy to give it a shot. Okay, so you're in cooperation with an easy night for me? Uh-oh.
Okay. You know, this is a comment, but I was really struck by what you said, that energy has to go someplace.
Mm-hmm.
That makes us really powerful. That energy has to go someplace.
That's right. Okay, the comment was, the person was struck by the simple fact that energy has to go someplace. Well, yeah, exactly. So either you're directing the spiritual flow into spirit, to God, or you're disconnecting from it, so it's going to ricochet, or it's got to go somewhere, right? What's it going to do? It's not flowing in the circle of love and God's light. It's got to go somewhere. Okay. All right. Any other question or comment?
I have a question, Dr. Lane.
Okay, good.
Sorry, this is a silly question, but so does the conscious self itself have any... So I know that we have will, but what I've been getting through the years is that, you know, the false self, the basic self, right, have a drive to do something, to fulfill a karmic pattern, or karma, fulfill karma. Now, the consciousness is this, you know, what we have, that we in the body choose whether to focus on spirit or go with the basics. But does the consciousness itself have any is it kind of inherently neutral and it's the basics where all the pull is, or I don't know if it's a helpful question. I just think sometimes I feel like I'm consciously going with my basics, like if I have anyway.
Okay, I have a question for you. Why do you want me to answer a silly question?
Well, because it's something I'm wondering, but maybe I'm wondering something silly.
Well, okay, but what you know, it's interesting. We just had a talk on what?
Cooperation.
On cooperation, right? Are you, and disempowering yourself, discordant, okay? So what did you just do?
Well, I think you're implying that I disempower myself.
Well, I'm not implying it at all. I'm saying, yeah, you did.
Okay.
Okay, so there might be a lot of, that might be a mechanism in your life or kind of a passive-aggressive thing you may want to cut out, okay? Because it really doesn't work. Your question is actually good. Okay, and by let's define the terms, though. Okay, consciousness will take it to mean God consciousness or the consciousness of the soul or the spirit that the spirit has. Okay, yes, that actually is inherently neutral. Okay, and you gave away your answer when you talked about the basic selves and the drive they have to do things, etc., etc. Okay, because as soon as there's a quality of drivenness, okay, then that's a push down and out into the world. It's the very opposite of spirit, which is in and up, as it were, not directionally, but into the soul body, into the soul and with God. Okay, so if it's a quality of drivenness, yeah. Okay, and maybe this is your habit too, of disempowering yourself. Because if you're allowing the basics to do their stuff, you're disempowering yourself. You know, and you're allowing the basic to drive the car. Okay, so yeah, the consciousness, the soul, is inherently neutral.
Thank you, Joanne. That's very helpful. That's, for me, it's very helpful.
Okay, good. Okay. And by the way, in a sense, so is the high self. Even though it sits in the lower worlds, the high self really doesn't intervene much, if at all. Okay? It's neutral as well. Okay? It's like that movie, I may have the title wrong, is it Steel Magnolia? But the same thing happens, okay? That's karma. It goes round and round and round and round. Keeps repeating, keeps repeating, keeps repeating. Okay? That's karma. Okay, and we need to make the choice of directing the flow.
So that's helpful for me because it's then immediately like a feedback, you know, that if I'm in my consciousness running some negativity, I guess I immediately know, okay, that's the basic self stuff, not even the consciousness. So it's just the consciousness lining up. I mean, I know you said this a million times, but it's just, I guess for me it's helpful to know that it's always like basic self stuff instead of trying to take it as confuse it with like some sort of neutral thing. Like, well, no, that's just like what I know to be true. It's like, well, no, it's negativity, so therefore it's not really spirit,
okay.
And it's not my conscious self either.
That's right. Okay, and what you're really talking about is getting distance from your basics. so that you can see that you're not your basics. And that's a big step. Yeah. You're not your basics. You are the soul of the spirit that lives in you as you live. Okay? Well, thank you. I appreciate the question. Hardly
so. No, thank you too for the feedback, because the silly question part, I mean, the true answer is that I guess what I probably should have been courageous to admit is that I think you'll maybe answer a silly question out of mercy, you know, out of just like the ignorance, and that you'll just still answer it. But instead, I just, did something else.
Well, yeah, but even if I do answer it out of mercy or the kindness of my heart, etc., whatever you want to call it, okay, I could tell you it's pretty silly, or I may not answer it. You don't know, okay? But and once again, it may be, it could be a silly question in a sense, in and of itself, but maybe that's where the questioner is at that moment. So it's not really a silly question. So you need to lay off any and all judgments. You need to be neutral too. That's really important. Okay, you don't need to be concerned. Is it a silly? It'll be handled appropriately whether or not it's a silly question.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Okay. All right. Anyone else like to share, and then we can call it a night? Okay. I'll count to three. Two. Three. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you.